Warning. Some viewers may find the above video disturbing. For no apparent reason, Jesse McKechnie splashed gasoline on a stranger in downtown Sault Ste. Marie last summer and set him on fire. The July 29 unprovoked attack occurred in the morning on the city's main street in front of the GFL Memorial Gardens. As Sault Today first reported, his crime was captured on nearby surveillance cameras. A judge watched the footage on Friday, when McKechnie pleaded guilty to two charges stemming from the incident. The 29-year-old Thessalon man was convicted of possessing an incendiary material, gasoline, to commit assault with a weapon, and using it to assault the victim. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek viewed snippets of four surveillance videos that showed what the Crown described as the accused's shocking attack on a perfectly innocent victim, standing on the sidewalk. The videos show McKechnie in front of the Queenstown Drug Mart, IDA, at the corner of Queen and Bruce Streets. He's riding a bicycle and carrying a chainsaw, as well as a red plastic jerry can, prosecutor David Didiodato told the court in an agreed statement of fact. McKechnie approaches the victim and swings the can, splashing you and crack with gas. The man backs up and walks away, but the accused pursues him, and again splashes crack with gasoline. Swinging his arm towards the man, McKechnie attempts to light him on fire, and then ignites the gas, causing the victim's black hoodie to catch fire. Crack immediately removed his hoodie, threw it on the ground and then walked toward Station Mall. Fortunately, he suffered no injuries at all, the Crown said. McKechnie headed back towards the IDA, hopped on his bike and left the area. City police were able to identify both men through the videos and a bystander's photographs. The victim refused to give officers a statement, but confirmed he didn't suffer any injuries and didn't know his assailant, Didiodato said. The assistant Crown attorney and defense lawyer Jessica Belisle jointly recommended 18 months jail, less credit for pre-sentence custody, followed by 3 years probation. Didiodato told the judge there are two victims in this case. Crack and the community. He described the unprovoked nature of the assault on an innocent person standing on a downtown street as most aggravating. The victim didn't know McKechnie and didn't do anything wrong to him. Gasoline is an inherently dangerous weapon. When coupled with a match or lighter, that can cause real harm, Didiodato said. The accused's actions also had a chilling impact on the community, he told the judge. Belisle said her client suffers from significant issues, including an addiction to fentanyl, an epidemic we face in Sault Ste. Marie, and mental health issues. McKechnie doesn't dispute what happened that day. His memory is foggy and he doesn't know why he committed this crime. He's remorseful for his actions, she told Kwolek. He's had time to reflect in custody. During his months at the jail, he has taken numerous programs, including one for substance abuse, and plans to apply to attend a residential treatment facility when he's released. He has struggled with addiction for the last 10 years, Belisle said. McKechnie echoed his lawyer, telling the judge, I'm sorry for what I did. I learned from it. When he imposed the 18-month sentence, Kwolek noted this particular offense has had a significant effect on the community. It happened on a street near an area where people gather, and has affected people's views about being safe, he said. People have a perception that it's not safe, and this garners fear, the judge said. He told McKechnie, who has a minimal criminal record, you're very fortunate you did not injure this individual because you would have faced more time in jail. With the 2-for-1 credit he received for the time he's been in custody since his August 4 arrest, McKechnie faces a further 5 months behind bars. After that, he will be on probation for 3 years. The most permitted under the criminal code, can have no contact with the victim and must take any recommended counseling. Kwolek also prohibited him from possessing weapons for 10 years. McKechnie, who is Métis, will have an exemption which permits him to hunt for sustenance with other individuals.